Hi, my name's Nicole, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name is Calvin, and I am a fake fan.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi.
My name is Tristan. I'm sorry, I'm still recovering from what we just watched, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Tristan.
I gotta find some way to make it about me.
Yeah.
Today, we watched Coco. What year is that? Is that 2017? 2017? 2018? 2017.
Really? That's crazy. Time goes by so fast. Like in this movie.
I remember my sister was in Spanish class at Jenison when this movie came out. So I'm like trying to date it. 2017. Wow. Crazy. All right. Well, we watched Coco, the Disney Pixar animation that, my God, I was really blown away by. I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go around and see who's the fake fan today. Nicole, are you a fake fan of Coco?
Yes, a lot, because I've only watched like the first 45 minutes with at work, so.
Sorry, the part when Calvin threw it up and it started there, is that like where you watched too and then it cut off?
It could be, because.
So, wow, it cut off before any of the plot twists even happened.
I think I stopped watching it when the first skeleton guy, when he passed or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I watched that and I'm like at work, I'm like. I'm like, okay, shut it off. iPad time's done.
Okay, I was just curious. Sorry, yeah. we can continue now.
No, yeah, I think it was. I was like, wait, why is this like that? And I'm like, wait, no, I watched it on here.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
I'm a fake fan. You know, I went to Epcot with Nicole, and the Mexican section of Epcot is my favorite part. I think they just really encapsulate this environment so well. And it's all themed around Coco when we went. And I hadn't seen the movie, so I was like, yeah, this is great. Cool. I had Spanish class, you know, for 3 years in high school. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of know what Dia de los Muertos is. But, you know, this movie, I hadn't seen it yet. And finally, today, got to see it. Great movie. Tristan, are you a fake fan?
No. I saw this in theaters Christmas Day 2017. It was my family and then my girlfriend at the time. We saw it, and I swear everybody in that theater was crying. Every single person in that theater was crying. So good.
It was pretty special. Nicole, did you have something to say?
I was going to say, like, the whole pavilion isn't themed around Coco. Like, they have, like, a special exhibit, which I feel like it's worth noting just because, like, they really emphasize the animation in Coco and, like, the inspirations. Which I feel like almost this movie, like, in terms of culture, almost had more, like, subtle themes of, like, where it's like I feel like you have to know, like, what those animals are.
It's
very specific. Yeah,
it's enriching, and where, like, you can dive deeper and deeper, and I can only assume it'd be more and more rewarding if you were already familiar with a lot of these things. You know, you see these mystic beings and like, I know what that is. You don't have to have them kind of explain it to you in the script, which is great. I mean, this is kind of like the ideal for a lot of movies, you know, like, you know, when there's a little tussle going on about like Splash Mountain and stuff like that, like, oh, was this really racist? Is this what? And it's like, at the end of the day, like, this is just simply the ideal. You want like a movie that's just so enriching and filled with the real, like, genuine respect for the culture rather than like our kind of like mid-century kind of fascination with cultures. And, you know, that's, I was really just blown away by it. It's really enriching, is that the word? Just so filled with stuff. Is there any thoughts?
I'm like loading still.
There's quite a bit to unpack in that movie, to be honest. For me, like, my grandma, she has dementia. I mean, we're just kind of like, you know, waiting it out in that sense. So thinking about that and thinking about my family tree, this hit me in a special place today, to be honest. In fact, like, partially, you know, when I got gout, I called my parents and they said, oh, yeah, your grandma has gout. Your uncles have gout. It's in your family line. So, like, I had no idea that my family had gout for whatever reason. Maybe I did if I really thought about it, but I just hadn't thought about it.
Well, you just didn't even know that medical information at the age of 24.
Yeah. And now I know. But it's also like that kind of made me think a bit more about just what else is in my family, both genetically, but also like, damn, I really don't know much beyond my grandma in terms of my family line. And this movie being about remembering the dead and whatnot is just very present Very, very, very present. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, my grandma had passed away a couple months before I saw this movie, so I think that's why it hit us, my family anyway. But I even, you know, how many years, like, it's been 5 years, 5 years out, and I still get super emotional because I think it's just a really good movie and it hits the right places. It's very good, relatable, like family being a part of a family, being loved by your family, mm-hmm. remembering the family that may have gone before you. It's very culturally, I haven't heard any arguments against the culture aspects of this. I think it's very good and immersive, and it doesn't, like, you're just like thrown into the culture, and everything is very nicely explained. And the songs are just bops, dude. The songs are so good. I have Poco Loco stuck in my head, and it's going to be stuck in my head for the next 24 hours probably, because that's what happens. But it's a great movie. I don't think Pixar can do wrong. That's false. I don't like the Cars movies, but I think mostly Pixar can't do wrong.
Is Pixar or is Frozen Pixar? Is that Disney?
No, it's just Disney. I love the movies of, like, what if I love the joke of what if toys have feelings? What if monsters have feelings? What if cars have feelings? What if Mexicans mm-hmm. have feelings? I'm very excited for what if Italians had feelings.
Oh my God.
Spoiler, they don't. They don't. Yeah. I'm very excited for Luca, so we'll see. We'll see how it is.
It's gonna be on theaters?
No, it's gonna be on Disney Plus.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is a shame.
They could have done theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, what do you think about since seeing it in full for the first time?
I really like it. I feel like it kind of satiates this need for, like, a lot of people, not even younger, but, like, whoever, about, like, reaching across time to your family, stuff like that. I feel like that is, like, a main core of it that, like, hits a lot for people, is, like, it's not just about you, but it's about, like, what has happened and, like, respecting that, like, about, like, where you come from. Because I feel like a lot of times now in our society, okay.
She said the word.
That gets forgotten and it becomes very individualistic sometimes. I think it was, like, a good movie for that time and, like, even now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's one, like, the natural thing that you just do as a kid where, like, you're just so focused on what is right in front of you as a kid. You just want, like, oh, I love this celebrity. I love the things I love. And, oh, my God, my family's dragging me to this and that, and I don't really care for that. And then for me, as someone who's had that kind of immigrant thing where, like, part of that for me was like, oh, I don't really want to be a part of this Vietnamese culture stuff. As you get older, you realize, oh, shit, I should not have done that. And I think it struck a chord on that one, too. I mean, it's both levels there perfectly, beautifully.
And I don't even think it almost like, not to, like, negate what you said, but, like, it almost, like, doesn't have to be like that, because it's so, like people say all the time, like, I wish I, like, listened to my grandma more, or, like, you know, just, like, those, like, basic things that people say.
Yeah, it's universal, all those things on different levels. Yeah, it definitely has that kind of a hero's journey-esque thing where, like, rise and fall, but that's not really a critique in any sense. It's just, like, you know, that's what
Disney.
It is. It's classic Disney. It's fun, enjoyable, and it serves a great purpose to use that structure. I was feeling every emotion they wanted me to feel, and I don't feel any shame about it. I felt it, dude.
So going with our mom made me cry, well, I guess my mom did pay for my ticket when I saw this, so it kind of counts. Did you guys cry during this movie?
Yes.
I was about to, and I got that headache from holding back the tears. Because I don't know, I just didn't want to cry. But I had tears welled up, man. I had tears welled up. Holding them back. Did you, Tristan? Did you cry this time at your eighth watching of this movie?
I was close. I mean, it's Coco. It's always going to make me cry. I don't know if we should say spoilers. It's when she puts down the photo at the end on the ofrenda. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, that's always what gets me. And yeah. You can cut this, but when Coco's there and she says Papa off screen and then she walks on as a skeleton, that's when I lost it in the theater. That was the part that I was like, oh my God.
She's like old, but, like, also, like, she's baby, and it's like, mm-hmm.
I love Mama Coco.
It was waves upon waves of it for me. I can't pick out a specific moment.
There's a lot going on.
There's like when the kid comes back to the land of the living and is running and like that already I was like, oh. And then, you know, he's desperate to, you know, save his great grandpa as well as great-great-grandpa, as well as simply just reconnect with his great-grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And just that desperation was like, wow, that hit me like a wall. And then it was those small little moments that, like, you see the parents that they've been looking for him all night, and then like, they hug him, and then, like, they hold back his grandma from, like, chastising him for having the guitar. And, like, there's, like, all these little bits of family that just... Each part was another wave of like, oh, I've got to hold this back, dude. I can't lose it right now. And yeah, and then it just doesn't stop. It's like 1 year later. Oh God.
Yeah, you don't know what that means.
Scene. We have another scene Give where things are gonna be happy. Things have been righted. Wrongs have been righted.
That's like that's me with E.T. from the point when from the Halloween scene on. That's like 30, 40 minutes, and it's just exhaust. I'm exhausted by the end of E.T. because I'm like, I have been crying for 45 minutes.
And it's a new one every time.
So yeah, I get that.
Yeah, wow. Oh, yeah. Great film. Wow, loved it. Well, I'm glad I saw Coco. Finally, I mean, damn. Any last thoughts? Mm-mm. You ready to close this, Tristan?
Yeah. I don't know any Spanish. Thanks for coming to this meeting of Fake Fans Anonymous. If you join us in the back, we have some chorizo, and we also Calvin. No, Calvin's choking on the chorizo. Oh no, Calvin!